Hey, Rock, hello, who's this?
This is David.
David, you're caller 20.
Yeah.
Well done. You got tickets for When We Were Young at Panic at the Disco and Blink and Weezer and The Offspring and Bad Religion and All Time Low. It's going to be a huge show.
Awesome.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. You're listening to Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. What is up, party people? Today we're going to talk about bunnies that have horns. They're not scary. There's drones joining the police force in Huntington Beach. The guy yesterday that we featured that blows a train horn in his neighborhood in Van Nuys has been arrested. Got an update on that story. What's up with Florida, a mad masturbator, and the 420 catch of the day, plus a bunch more tickets for this. Hey, Rock, hello.
Hey, what's up, Kevin?
What's happening?
Winning.
We're so high right now.
We're not low.
This is Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. We have What's Up with Florida on the way. It involves a mad masturbator. That's coming up on K-Rock.
From the gators out in Tampa to the weirdos in Dade County, wise a man on bath salts wrestling a tree. He proposed to an alligator, then he stole a pink Corolla. What the? It's Kevin Ryder's What's Up with Florida.
Dude, had to be masturbating in front of a woman. Why does this happen so often, and especially in Florida?
A Seminole County woman had quite the scare after finding a naked man in her backyard while she was feeding her baby.
This is wild. 44-year-old Robin Carr is being held in the Seminole County Jail. West 2's Paula Tristan Aruda went to the neighborhood where that man was arrested.
It was at this intersection of Live Oak Boulevard and Sable Palm Court where Sanford police say they found two men fighting on Sunday night. They arrested one of them who was half-naked, 44-year-old Robin Carr.
Look, let's stop saying half-naked man, because the shirt doesn't matter. So either he's naked, jewels are on display for all to see, or he's clothed. In this particular case, he was full-on showing the jewels and having a go at him.
According to an arrest report, a woman says she was feeding her 5-month-old child in her home when she saw Carr walking in her backyard back and forth between the living room and bedroom window.
Okay, so far she's seen a man in her backyard walking back and forth between windows, but she hasn't said anything yet.
When she got a closer look, she told police he was naked and inappropriately touching himself while looking at her.
Okay, that escalated quickly.
After she screamed, her boyfriend went after Carr, taking him to the ground at this intersection. Carr told police he was looking for a place to go to the bathroom and stated he would never do it again.
What, he would never go to the bathroom again?
And it was an accident.
It was an accident, or he'll never go to the bathroom again? I'm confused.
Carr was taken to the hospital before he was taken to the Seminole County Jail. His bond is set at $15,000.
Without pants, where is he going to keep that kind of cash on him? Oh. Hey, Rock, hello, who's this?
This is Stefan.
Stefan, you are caller 20.
All right, awesome.
You got tickets for When We Were Young in Las Vegas.
Man, thank you so much. That's
Panic
rad.
At the Disco, Blink, Weezer, The Offspring, so much more. You're going to really have a great time.
Thank you so much, man.
Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. Yesterday, I told you about this jackhole in Van Nuys who was blasting his train horn and his house alarm at all hours of the day and night. This is the guy. He was doing that intermittently all day long. I told you about it yesterday. Last night, something happened.
And we have breaking news involving this neighborhood nightmare playing out in Van Nuys. New video tonight showing the man responsible for blaring horns and sirens being taken into custody. It's a saga we've been following for 2 days, and tonight the LAPD is taking action. Eyewitness News reporter Tim Caputo live in that neighborhood with the new video and the latest information. Tim.
Residents of this neighborhood will sleep easy this evening, both literally and figuratively, as the man who lives in this house here behind me that has been blasting loud noises through the streets is in jail tonight.
This is him getting arrested and screaming at the top of his lungs.
Are we going through the same thing again? Stop it! Help me!
His arrest nearly as loud as the blaring horns that brought LAPD here in the first place.
Hear that from a mile away.
Gary Boyanzian taken into custody Wednesday night after months of countless complaints from his neighbors for this. Deafening train horns that were placed high on a tree in his backyard.
Wow, his neighbors must hate him.
And if it wasn't the horn, it was his house alarm, also intentionally set off. LAPD says they responded to his home on Peach Avenue in Van Nuys more than five times.
He was yelling and screaming and resisting arrest, and he was screaming in the car. You could hear the car as it went down the street, could hear him screaming.
Boyanjian was taken away, but the horns haven't been taken down yet. But with no one home to set them off, at least it'll be quiet tonight.
My first thought was I need to go over to that neighborhood and set off those alarms tonight. It was my first thought, not my final thought.
The neighborhood's a huge relief. We know we're not going to hear that horn, and it's disrupting no matter what you're doing.
Earlier today, when we asked him why he sounds off the alarms, he unleashed an unsubstantiated story about the mafia trying to kill him and LAPD assisting in the plot.
You know, that old mafia police trope. All right, here's the interview with Channel 7 and the dude that has been blowing his train horn for months.
Some of the neighbors we spoke to say you have mental health problems.
They have mental health problems.
That's baloney. It doesn't make sense.
Agreed.
People are dumb. People are dumb. People are dumb. People are dumb.
I mean, this could be what's up in Florida as well, because it happened in Florida, but a guy climbed a pole. It's a whole story.
Years now following this developing story, a man causing traffic troubles again after climbing a pole at an intersection in Miramar.
And this is actually the third similar incident involving this man. Let's go now to Trent Kelly.
He's live at the scene with the very latest. Trent, what's the update?
Trent, what do you got for us on the guy that climbs poles?
Well, Janice, that man spent nearly 3.5 hours in the blazing heat on top of a crosswalk signal here at the intersection behind me.
Trent, why aren't you up there on the post showing us what it looked like?
That's before he eventually came down on his own. We know he will now be arrested and charged as a result of all of this. And we're learning it's not the first time he's been accused of doing something like this.
You're telling me he climbed poles before?
So you may remember this scene from back in September of 2023.
Never forget it.
When Booth climbed on top of an ambulance right here at this very same intersection, he stayed up there for more than 2 hours, walking around and even doing exercises at some point.
Wait, I remember that guy now. He was doing one-arm push-ups on top of an ambulance, and they were saying, hey, dude, how about coming down?
Before eventually jumping off on his own and being arrested, we know he was also behind another incident back in 2021 when he was seen climbing on top of a traffic light pole along Collins Avenue in Miami Beach.
Why the love for the pole?
In that case, he also came down on his own before running away from officers. He was later arrested and charged with disorderly conduct and resisting an officer.
His parents probably thought just because he was a guy, they didn't have to tell him to stay off the pole. Hey, Rock, hello. Who's this?
Hi, this is Denise.
Denise, what if you were caller 20?
No freaking way.
Freaking way. I'm telling you, you're caller 20.
Awesome. Awesome. Thank you so much. I've been trying.
You got tickets for When We Were Young with Blink and all of those bands. Congratulations.
Woo! Oh, my God. That's so cool. Thank you.
It's Kevin Ryder with the 420 catch of the day coming up. Megan Holliday joins me at this time every day for Three Things at Four.
It's time for Three Things at Four. It's Ryder and Megan.
A homeless man in South LA is going viral after he built a three-story treehouse.
I saw this.
Yeah, so sadly, it was later torn down by authorities.
What?
The treehouse was reportedly built using scavenged material from a nearby homeless encampment. It reportedly included a mezzanine and an enclosed place to sleep. On Monday, ABC 7 learned a new treehouse is being constructed. It started off slowly with a ladder and then he had a full-blown house within the next week or two, said a man who spoke with the news. And that man runs a TikTok account called On the Block News, and that's how this thing went viral.
Interesting.
And I guess he lived up there for a while. And honestly, I feel like this is so inventive, and people should hire him to just actually build tree houses and give this man a job.
That'd be pretty great.
Yeah. All right, let's move on to the second story. What was intended as a fundraising mission for cancer research has become a nightmare for an American teen influencer, Ethan Guo. He's been stuck since June in a remote location in Chilean territory in Antarctica.
What?
Authorities say he landed his small plane illegally. So he's flying a small plane by himself, and he's flying it illegally after providing false flight plan information to officials who opened an investigation. So he made headlines last year when the 19-year-old began a trip in an attempt to become the youngest person to fly solo to all seven continents. And then at the same time, he was trying to collect donations for research into childhood cancer, which is actually really cool.
Yeah.
So what happened was the judge dropped the charges, and what they're trying to do is basically just make him raise $30,000 and donate it to a children's cancer foundation within 30 days to avoid a trial.
I like it.
19-year-old stuck in Chile flying a plane by himself. Absolutely insane. Okay, third story of the day. Depeche Mode M is a feature-length concert documentary premiering at the 2025 Tribeca Film Festival, and it's going to have powerful live footage from their three sold-out performances at Mexico City Foro Sol Stadium during their 2023 Memento Mori World Tour, and I just feel like this would be so awesome to go out and actually see in the theaters, and it's going to be released theatrically and on IMAX on October 28th.
That's pretty great.
I know. So, that's it. I'm Megan Holiday. Three things of four on K-Rock.
K-Rock's 420.
Catch of the day.
A monster catch of the day.
This is Goldfinger. The song is called Freak It Out a Bit, and it features Mark Hoppus. It was written by John Feldman and Travis Barker and Mark Hoppus, and they just released it recently. It's called Freak It Out a Bit. And it's the 420 catch of the day on K-Rock. That is Goldfinger featuring Mark Hoppus. Freaking Out a Bit is the 420 catch of the day on K-Rock. It's Kevin Ryder, Megan Holiday. Like we do, we're going to take your phone calls in the next hour.
And we are going to be giving the best call your tickets to go to the Rock to Freedom benefit concert featuring Papa Roach. That's at the Palladium on October 18th. It's K-Rock.
It's Kevin Ryder and Megan Holiday.
Hello.
Every day at this time, we like to bring a topic up. We take phone calls on it. The best, most interesting phone call we give away concert tickets to. And today, the topic is pranks that you pulled. Pranks that you did, went good, went bad, whichever. What do you got? You had two of them from yesterday.
Yeah, I just felt like these were so good and that people might have some stories for us. So first was an elementary school in Ohio that was locked down after a Sasquatch was spotted running past classroom windows. So the kids were quickly moved indoors and Bigfoot never made it inside. Later, the sheriff's office revealed the person in the costume was a parent pulling a prank and they were later pulled over. No charges filed yet. And then the other story was a TikTok creator known as Heston James. He has 1.6 million followers, and he was arrested after a string of pranks at businesses in Tempe, Arizona. So him and his friends pretended to be employees at Pep Boys, Highland Auto Repair, Jiffy Lube, Chipotle, and in one video, he claimed that he was from corporate before a van of these other pranksters arrived to crawl under cars, pretended like they were working on them.
I gotta tell you, I find that funny.
It's so funny, but it's also crazy. You know, it's out of control. And they did another one at Chipotle and they pretended they were cleaning staff. So this guy got arrested and he could face up to 9 years, which is nuts.
Which seems crazy.
Yeah, that's terrifying.
So we're going to take your pranks at 800-520-1067. You can call and or text. When I was in middle school, we played a prank on a teacher that I'm not necessarily proud of.
Uh-huh.
But there were about 10 of us. And at different times during the morning, we would go up and we would go, hey, you look a little tired. You all right? You okay? She'd go, what are you talking about? We'd go, just you look, no worries. Don't worry about it. And then somebody else would come up a little bit later. And by about 11 a.m., she went home.
You guys psychologized that woman into believing that she didn't feel well.
I was a jackass.
That's amazing. I'm so impressed by that.
You shouldn't be.
I hope kids that just went back to school are listening.
No, what's wrong with you? All right, so you pulled the prank is the topic. 800-520-1067 for phone calls and texts. And the best call gets...
We're going to send you to Rock to Freedom benefit concert featuring Papa Roach at the Palladium October 18th. This is In-N-Out's annual benefit show.
So call now.
All right, we got to shout out our guy Ernie in San Fernando, all hooked up with those tickets to When We Were Young.
It's Kevin Ryder and Megan Holiday. We're taking phone calls on pranks that you pulled. K-Rock, hello.
Well, this one was pulled on me by...
husband. I was taking a shower for work in the morning, and he came into the bathroom, and I heard the blow drying on, and then all of a sudden the shower, and here's me jumping around, ripping the shower curtain off, thinking I'm electrocuted when he's got one plugged in and throwing the one that's not plugged in into the shower.
Oh my God, that is brutal. That's pretty crazy.
That's pretty great.
He's pretty. That almost trumps his one where he put cream cheese into my deodorant and I smushed cream cheese all over my armpit.
Wow. Your husband is a genius.
I love it.
K-Rock, hello.
So basically, I was working at Warner Brothers Records, and I was in charge of the merchandising department, a liaison with our deployment warehouse. And it was April Fool's, and I reworded an email of their morning emails from the distribution to say that they have this huge warehouse fire, and all of the merchandise was toast, and everything was gone. And so I sent it out to our entire department, and then I sent a email out pretty quick after saying, "Hey guys, April Fool's." My head boss was at jury duty, and he was trying to figure out how to problem solve and how to fix it. Didn't see the April Fool's joke email right after, and was pretty upset.
Yeah.
Did you get fired?
I did not, but I got a strong talking to.
Yes, you did.
And you deserve that.
Yeah.
All right, we are taking your phone calls about pranks that you played. 800-520-1067.
And the best phone call, we've got your tickets to go to Rock to Freedom benefit concert featuring Papa Roach.
Hey, Rock, hello. You pulled a prank on somebody?
I was part of a bad prank. I was sitting there. My friends came in and they said, "Oh, my God." One of them goes, "I got a DUI on my way home last night." And I go, "Well, that... you can join me in classes because I got one also." And the faces on them all dropped, and I realized it was April Fool's Day.
Mm.
And they were playing a joke on me.
And you were telling the truth to them.
Oh, no.
Yes, I had to. I was not planning on sharing that with all of my friends at that point. And it was out there for everybody to hear, and it was awful.
Sounds awful. Taking your calls on pranks that you pulled.
800-520-1067.
We're taking your calls and texts about pranks that you pulled.
Okay, this person said roommate's boss would aggressively ring the doorbell at 5 a.m. to wake him up. After a week, I taped a thumbtack to the doorbell. Next morning, I hear one ding and a loud, "What the F?" And the doorbell never rang again.
I love that so much.
That's pretty genius. What kind of boss rings a doorbell, though, at 5 a.m.? Screw that guy.
One that deserves a pin in his thumb?
Yeah, seriously.
800-520-1067. K-Rock, hello. Hello?
Is this Dean?
Why is it still happening, dude?
Why is it so funny? Taking phone calls for the last hour about pranks that you pulled. You have a story like that?
My roommate and I shared a room, and I was partaking in some herbals late at night one night.
Yeah.
And he was sleeping, and I had a Sharpie, and I started just drawing connected dots with all his moles. And by the time I was done, I just had a giant dick on his back. Not sure if I could say it on there.
Oh, my God.
I was going to wake him up the next morning and tell him, like, "Hey, I did that, but I overslept and forgot." And then he went to the gym, and yeah.
That's pretty great. That's pretty great. And he got told by his friends that he had a dick on his back?
Yeah, and he came back the next that day in a super great mood. And I'm like, "Huh." I'm like, "How was your day, dude?" And he goes, "Oh, it was good. And I'm like, "Well, the gym." And he goes, "You." I'm like,
he had already put it out of his mind.
Yeah, my bad.
That's a cool roommate.
I thought someone in class did that. I'm like, "How?" I'm like, "I fell asleep in class." I'm like, "How do you fall asleep so hard that someone can draw a giant dick on your back?"
It's a great question.
So he didn't know it was you?
No. And he came home with a happy, non-supply, like... I was, like, waiting for him. Like, I'm the only one that could have.
I love him so much.
I do, too. Let's make him the winner?
Yeah, I think we got to give the artist the winner. So he's going to be going to the Rock to Freedom benefit concert featuring Papa Roach.
Got yeah. more of those tickets tomorrow. It's Kevin Ryder. I am out of here. Megan Holliday is next.
I'm coming up next with nothing for you, but my really amazing personality. So sorry about that.
And some music.
Yeah, music too.
Sure.
That's more to look forward to.